So this is Kim Claver and Vicky Link. She's right there with me. We've built a number of these together, like four, over the last 15 years, all to the top of the company, and usually almost always faster than anybody else. So today I want to talk to you about one of the things that makes that possible. And it's something that you can learn to do, you know, because sometimes they'll say, well, you know, people that are really good at sales and marketing, they're just those people. And but there are other people that aren't very good at sales and marketing. As a matter of fact, when you think about sales and marketing, Elon Musk and Steve Jobs got good, but Elon can hardly talk in front of anybody. You know, he stutters. And do you know that, Elon Musk? And he's the richest guy in the world because he built a couple of companies, and the stock that he owns in those companies have made him worth more than anybody else in the world. So, you know, the things that you do not need to feel like you need to be, oh my gosh, I need to be this marvelous person who's all outgoing and all that. There are certain things that you need to present so that other people have a certain impression of you. That's really the key. And it's not really, you know, like how you look. So it's really about how other people see you. And I just want to make sure that you all agree with that how other people see you will really make a difference in whether or not they would buy from you. In the chat, who says yes, they agree with that? Let me see in the chat what you got there.
Yes, agree. Yes.
Yeah, I know. I want to, yeah, make sure that you get that. All right. So how to be seen as an advisor versus one of those sellers. How many of you know when there's a seller in the room, one of those people that everybody runs the other way because they don't want to be near a seller? Anybody? Just say it in the chat so we can see you. We all know one of those kind of people. Yeah. So you don't want to be seen as a seller. You would want to be seen as an advisor. And here's why. In this business that we're in the business of network marketing or affiliate marketing, or even in many cases, not all, but in a lot of stuff on the internet, there's special products. Would you say that your products are pretty special? Say Sheldon or Amy G there or CTUB. Would you say that your products are relatively special versus, you know, I don't know, buying a mirror or something from, you know, from Amazon? Let me see what people are saying to that.
Barry. Amy says Barry. Yes.
So do you all agree that you have pretty special type of products?
Yes.
Okay, good. So, and the products usually require a little bit of explanation or demonstration. Would you say, are you yes or no? Let me see. Your products are kind of special, and the business often too. It requires a little bit of explanation or demonstration. Yes or no?
Yes, for
Come on,
sure.
let me see. Let me, yes. Okay. So therefore, do you think other people would rather buy stuff that requires explanation and demonstration from somebody who is a seller or somebody who's an advisor? Somebody who's like a seller is like a clerk. Here it is. It's great. Wonderful. Go buy it. Right? So you have the distinction here. And so if you're like me, you would like to buy stuff that you don't know a lot about, that needs a little explanation, but you have an interest. You want to buy that from somebody who knows something about it. Am I the only one like that? Or do you, what do you say? If you're buying something that requires a little demonstration, a little explanation, would you feel more comfortable buying from somebody that seems to you to know a lot about it? Or just really anybody, a clerk in a store, that would be fine.
Oh, advisor for sure. Yes.
Advisor, right? You want to buy from an advisor. So I want to tell you today what an advisor is and isn't, so you can see whether you think it's worth becoming seen as an advisor. Okay? Because this is you may not want to do it. Who knows? I'm going to tell you right now, and we'll see whether you're up for it or not. Okay, let's see here. All right, let me get my video working just one sec here. All right, so we're going to use two characters, Seller Sam. And Sam can be a boy or a girl, right? There's Samuel and Samantha, right? He doesn't know much about it. And we're gonna advisor Sam is somebody who loves it and lives it. Are we good with that description? This is somebody, seller Sam doesn't know a lot about it, and advisor Sam likes it and loves it. These are the two characters that we're gonna have playing today. You good with that? Tell me yes. Now, seller Sam knows very little about the stuff that he's talking about, just a little bit. And he signed up because it was an easy sell, because they said it's going to be easy, anyone can do it. So just sign up. And he said, is everybody going to want this? And they said, yeah. In fact, the way Sam decided to sell, he said, well, I want to sell something that everybody wants to buy. So tell me what the thing is that everybody's buying and I'll sell that. That was Seller Sam, because that sounds pretty good, right? Let me sell what everybody's buying and then I'll have an easy time of it. And then Seller Sam, he doesn't really have time to kind of live what they're selling. You know, so they may be selling weight loss, but they're pretty overweight and they aren't really doing much about living better so that they might lose a little weight, right? Or they don't really have time because they're busy doing all these other things to live what they're selling. Does everybody know what I mean when I say live what they're selling? Does anybody here know that you can say, yeah, I know I'm living what I'm selling versus, you know, not really living what you're selling? Does everybody get that distinction? Let me make sure that you get that. Okay, good. You got it. A smart bunch today. And, you know, Seller Sam, they're going to quit if they get a few no's, because there are so many other ways to make a few bucks. That's why. So you get three no's and figure five no's is, well, the heck with that. You know, I'll just sell something else or I'll do something else. I'll get a second job delivering pizzas, or I will clean homes, or I'll do coding work. I'll do something else. Because, you know, there are a lot of ways to make a few bucks. There aren't a lot of ways to make 10 or 20,000 a month, but there are a lot of ways to make 50 bucks or 20 bucks or $100. Did you know that? A lot of ways. So that's why the Seller Sam quits when he gets a few no's, because it's too unpleasant. Look, nobody wants to hear no, right? Our whole marketing program that I'm going to show you at the end and offer a few of you is all about how to not hear no, because you're only talking to people that we've already pre-qualified. If you pre-qualify everybody you talk to, you don't talk to anybody until they are pre-qualified. And then you're most likely to get 8 out of 10 yeses. Do you see what I mean? But if you don't know that, then obviously, you know, you're going to be stuck with, you're going to quit, because there are other ways to make 50 bucks or $100. Now, how many people here said that they actually want to make a full-time income doing your business? So that would mean, say, $4,000 or $5,000 a month at least. How many people said that they want to do that?
Almost everybody. Just about.
Yeah, okay. But then you got to learn how to do it. And then of course you're going to decide if you want to do that or not. Because jobs are, what's really difficult about our industry is that most of you have jobs. And so if you don't learn how to do it, you figure, well, I can do something else, make a few bucks doing something else because you have your job. So when you think about wanting to quit your job or wanting to become, you know, like Advisor Sam, there are some changes you might have to make, and you have to decide if you want to make them or not. Are you good with that? Because after all, let me ask you, if you could make $5,000 a month right now, why aren't you? I mean, right? If you could make $5,000 a month right now or $10,000, why aren't you? So shall we say that you don't know for sure how to do it? Shall we agree that that's kind of it? And that once you know for sure, you can decide if you're going to become, if you're going to do Seller Sam or do Advisor Sam. What do you say? Let me see.
Yes, yes, yes.
We got it. All right. Because this is a decision you make. Yeah. It's a decision, you know, to stay the way you are or not. All right. Seller Sam, what happens to them? How many of you have bought stuff and signed up for something and the next week or the next month they were gone? Has anybody had that happen to them? Their upline just disappeared, or whoever signed them up disappeared? We got that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so who wants to be Seller Sam? Anybody here looking, yeah, that's me, I want to be Seller Sam? Do we have a...
No.
You want to be Seller Sam or not? Huh? Okay. Obviously, who wants to be Seller Sam, right? That's definitely on the loser track. All right. So here's the next one. This is Advisor Sam. Now, this character has different characteristics. I'm going to tell you what they are, okay? Number one, they know and live and kind of breathe the stuff they're doing. So it might be health, it might be gold, it might be energy, it might be fitness, it might be, you know, they know it and they live it and they're really into it. So just make a list of checks and decide who you are. Are you somebody who knows and lives and you're really into the stuff that you're doing? Yes or no? You decide. Because this is what an Advisor Sam is. That's who he is. See, That's why people see him as an advisor, because he's all into it, all over it. Denise, are you into and you know and love the stuff you're doing? What do you mean, girl? I know you do, because I know you. Who's into what they're doing? Totally, 100%, all into their thing. I want to know who that is. Because otherwise, we're going to have a whole bunch of seller Sams. That's okay. You're just not going to make much money. Not doing this, you're not. All in. All right. All right. Good, good, good. Because if you're all in, there's certain things you need to do to prove it to the world. You can't just look in the mirror and go, yeah, man, I'm all in. If nobody knows it but you, we're in a heap of trouble. So I want to fix that for you right now. An advisor is all into their thing. They think about it. They read about it. They watch videos about it. Okay. And they also know about other options that their clients have. Did you know that? Like, for example, you know, Vic and I, we're teachers. We teach people how to market. We teach people how to automate stuff. We teach people how to do network marketing without tears, because we know how to do that. But do you think that we think that we are the only option out there for people? Do you think we don't know and have friends like Eric Worre and Ray Higdon and all these other people that we know and have known for years? Do you think we don't know that? And that for some of you, those boys might be better for what they do than what we do. Someone else is new. There are so many people who need help and so many people who need the kind of help that we give. And there are other people who want the kind of help that Eric gives. There's so 7 billion people. We don't have enough time to help all the people who come and say, I want the kind of help that you have. So you need to know, what are the other options out there? Advisor Sam knows the other options, and you don't denigrate the other options. It's just, it's a different way of doing it. Everybody's different. Forget about better and not better and crappy and not good and scam. Forget all the labeling. They're all different. It depends on what you want and who you are and what you want to achieve and where you are in your level of learning how to market. Does that make sense? Have we got this? Dump on no one. This is not how you need to do anything, okay? Everybody's different. And now another thing that Advisor Sam does is they can advise and demonstrate that they can help before asking for money. Now, what you're seeing, what you're experiencing right now, you're here. I'm going to teach you some things. I'm going to advise you, and we're going to demonstrate that we can help you before we tell you any option. And only a few of you are going to be good matches for what our program is, but you're going to get help anyway. This is what advisors do. Would you guys be able to do a show like this if you knew how to do it so people could see what you can do for them before you ask them for money? Yes or no? Tell me, who would like to learn how to do this? Put on a little show like this. Have a little PDF. Have a little audio. People go, oh, that's pretty cool. I want to know what else she's got. Mm-hmm. Who'd like to learn how to do that? Right? That's not anything any network marketing company teaches you, because that's not part of their agenda. Their agenda is you talk to every single person as if they're your prospect and client and see what happens. That's what they want you to do. We have a very different approach to it. That's why, you know, we're us. So you want to be able to advise and demonstrate that you can help before you ask for money. And that doesn't mean give free samples. We're not into giving free samples at all. Although I did give a free sample the other day last month to my hairdresser, and she goes, oh, I want those. Give me those dots. Give me that. That really was, you know, da, 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 da. So it's like very rarely my hairdresser of, you know, 30 years. Okay, great. But just to give samples so you can say you did, we have very strategic and very strict rules for how to do that. So you don't waste your money. The company doesn't give you samples, do they? No. So why should they be pushing you to give out samples? They're not giving you any. You want to make sure that you only give samples to people under certain conditions. In fact, if you remind me at the end, if you're into sampling, I'll tell you what we did so that we didn't give any samples without getting sales. Yeah, right. That's how you do it. So they live, breathe, and eat this stuff. Advisor Sam, that's who we've got. So I just wanted you to know that I built 6 of these, 4 with Vic over the last 27 years. And I wanted to show you the seller Sam and the advisor Sam, who I was being during those, for each of those companies, okay? So that you can know about it. The first company I ever did, I was really big into clean water, already before I ever learned about these water filters. I was big into it already. Tell me if everybody gets this. I was paying for bottled water. What I mean by this is, let me tell you what this means. If you're going to say I was into X before, you know, the company came around, it means that you spent time on it. You maybe joined clubs or belonged to groups that had it. You maybe read books about it. But most of all, you spent money on it. Spent money. Being all into clean water, I had college boys running to the store, buying six packs of these big gallon boxes and run them up my stairs up to my penthouse in my building. That's what I did. Spent money every single week. And I had the Alhambra man come and all the people who came. All the time I had bottles of water with me. So I was into it. I lived it and I spent money on it. Does that make sense? Let me see if we got this. Being an advisor is not easy. Okay. But I want to show you how you become one. Okay. The next company was a nutritional product that really focused on fruits and veggies in capsules. And I was big into health. I was big into fitness. I was big into eating right and big into fruits and veggies. I already bought, I have a chef. They buy the fruits and veggies. I have a cleaning person who cleans all that stuff. I don't do anything in my kitchen. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Well, I make espresso. I know how to do that. I'm very good at that. I'm a really good espresso maker. But other than that, I don't do anything. That's not my area of expertise. What I'm going to show you in a minute, how to spend time so that you only work on the area of expertise that you want to develop. That's how you get really, really good. So I was really big into that. So marketing a product like that for people who know they need to eat more fruits and veggies, piece of cake. I was spending the money, living the life, okay? Another one I did was a company that showed people how to do internet marketing, how to market online with AWeber and all the emails that were just coming out at that time. It was like, I don't know, 10 years ago. And I was big into that. So I wanted to teach my people, hey, you want to learn how to do this on the internet? You want to learn how to use email? Want to learn how to do sales pages? And so they sold those programs for like $3,000, $4,000 each. And Vic and I went banana cakes. Why? We were learning that stuff. We wanted to learn how to do that. So we already had computers. We'd spent the money. We had bought the email stuff. We bought all the programs. It's like, now, how do you do this? Because, you know, we're used to calling people and having live events. That's what we did. So we were big into this and we spent the money anyway. And we were at the top of that company, making tens of thousands of dollars every week. Okay. Another company, I have got a little artistic side, and we were the top recruiters in this company, won a big contest, beat everybody, including my upline, because we liked sending and designing cards. They were really cool. So what we did, so we got really good at it. Another company, this is over 27 years, was big into digestive resting. Did I spell that right? Yeah, digestive resting. Some people call it intermittent fasting. So it was an eating program, again, where they focused on having people learn how to do intermittent fasting and digestive resting. And we hit the top of that, I think, I don't know, 83 days or something like that. Okay. Another one, this is a current project, experimental team. As you probably know, I'm into health and fitness and looking good and being good and being focused and being able to play tennis when I'm 96 and really beat somebody in love sets who's 50. That's what I want to do. Who thinks they're really hot, of course, right? So alternatives for healing from within, from without drugs, is a very big deal. And I have to tell you, I think I've been in the hospital once in my life, maybe 40 years ago, for something that I didn't even need to go for. But I've never been in one since. I have never taken a drug that I'm aware of, mostly because I'm chicken. And so I am really into learning to eat for vitality, learning how to eat and drink and sleep and do everything I can to maintain the only body that I've got and the only brain that I've got so I can function and do the things that I feel like doing without meds and pills. And my interest in this is not only personal, but I have you know, brothers and sisters, and they have had all kinds of horrible side effects from taking the usual meds and pills that people do. And medicine is not the bad guy. Big pharma is not the bad guy. No, remember, nobody's the bad guy. They're just different. But if you are somebody who has seen the kinds of things that happen when people follow what their doctor tells them, including all the, you know, the jabs and the shots for the COVID, there's quite a lot of fallout. And there are those of us who feel like we would like some options. So we're, the only ones available are not just meds and pills. We want to have some weird alternatives in addition so people can heal themselves from within. Some of you are probably into stuff like that, right? Are you into stuff like that, some of you guys? And some of you may say, you know, that's a whole lot of work. I'll just take the surgery. I'll take the drugs, and that's fine. But I'm saying you will build something that you care about really big if you care about it. And so it doesn't matter what I care about. I'm building this like, you know, around the world because I think we need to give people alternatives who want it. And they don't know about alternatives, especially when you don't put anything into your body at all. That is really like one step away from Jesus coming down and doing whatever they're going to do, you know. That's pretty weird. It doesn't even, you know, you don't even pop anything. So these are things that I am into. And because I'm into it, I have instant credibility, number one, because people know that about me. And people know if they don't know, now you know, see, like with the water filters. I get requests all the time, every day, which water filter should I buy? Because I once had a rant about water filters. And if you drink the caca out of the faucet, you're wasting your money on your skincare. You spend a couple hundred bucks a month on skincare, or you go to the facials. The facialists would never use caca out of the faucet, ever. It's filled with bleach. It's bleach water. How can you stand there and have shower in bleach water? Now you have pharmaceutical runoff. People who die, they're so filled with the pharma, the toxic stuff, that they kill the plants around them. It's horrible. And you don't know because you're not thinking about it. Well, we do, see. So we tell people. So they know if they buy from us, it's like these girls probably know something the way they rant about it. And they have all these stories and there's all this stuff and they're living in it. So probably they'd be a good one. You see how you get credibility by living something that you're also where you're marketing something that is consistent with who you already were. Let me see if you see that. Let me see. We got a yes. Let me see if we got that.
Oh, yes. Many.
Yeah, it makes such a difference. And it gives you an edge, you see, versus a clerk, just a clerk. Okay. All right. So the next part of this. So what else makes Seller Sam different from Advisor Sam? So we got the first part, right? Is it who you already were before you started? Now, if you are marketing something and you just now got interested in it because you just learned about it, like some people will say, well, I didn't even think about my health or what I ate until I was 50. And then one day I got really sick or I got educated or somebody turned on the lights and it was like, oh my God, I got to do something now. That's okay. Start now. Get educated. You know, watch videos about that stuff, not the product, but about the how you can make somebody better, how people have improved from fat of fats to slinkies or from no energy to lots of energy or being able to do something that doesn't make you sicker than the thing that you took it for. Do you know what I mean? So being a person who is into the kind of benefits already that your products also help promote. Does that make sense? I already was into health. I already wasn't. Okay, you got it. All right. And if you're not, learn. Why? Because you'll naturally know and say things that somebody else who's new to it says, oh, I need to know about that. Like, let's take here. We have a little tiny group here today. How many of you, when I told you there's actually something that can help somebody get rid of aches and pains and nothing goes into your body, how many people here thought, no kidding, I never heard of anything like that? Anybody like that? I said that? I mean, I don't care what the answer is. I'm just curious. Anybody think, what, really? It doesn't even doesn't even go into your body and it really would do that? Is anybody? Let me see in the chat. Yes or no? Yeah, some of you said yes, but I'm saying is, was there anybody who said, well, that seems weird? No? All right, you're all advanced. All right, what else makes Seller Sam different from Advisor Sam? It's how they invest their time and their money about that thing that they do. There's a movie called That Thing That You Do with Tom Hanks, remember the band? And many people will say, well, you know, I don't really have time to become an advisor. I mean, how am I going to have time? I got all this stuff to do. And I'm going to show you a little thing on use of time, which when you see it will probably keep you up tonight. Because when people see this, they go, oh my God. Are you ready for this? Are you guys awake? Let me see. For those of you who think, oh, gee, do I really have time to do this? Let me show you how. This is called the time value ladder. And the value that I'm going to assign to the time, how you spend it, is determined not by me, but by the world, by what they pay you. Okay. All right. So here we go. Number one, this is four levels. The first level is implementation. It's when you spend your time or people spend their time doing stuff with their hands. So like, for example, contractors, masseuses, painters, coders, personal care people. And the more you work, the more you make. Like some of you are in the massage business or you're a chiropractor or you're some kind of a health practitioner. Well, the more clients you have, the more money you make. Am I right? And typically the average, just average, the numbers are like 40 to 80,000 per year. And most people in our world, 90%, spend their time doing implementation. And it is of the things that they pay people for, that the world pays you for, it's the lowest. The lowest, you make the least money for doing that. Why? Because there are so many people who can do it well enough. That's why. Or who will do it well enough, okay? Now, of course, there, if you're the masseuse to Kim Kardashian, you can charge $100,000 just to have somebody walk into your room because that's who you do, right? But typically, okay, we're talking typical. Number two, the second level up with that the society and the world values more and that we all pay more for as well as receive more if you're doing these things is managing people and stuff. They call it unification. This chart, by the way, was invented by a guy named Myron Golden, somebody I've known for 30 years. And he's a wonderful teacher. And this is one of the things that he teaches. And he calls it unification. When you manage people and stuff, so let's say you're in charge of the sales force for your office, or you're in charge of the office staff, or you're the office manager, you know, keeping peace with people, that's usually what that is. And typically here, people make between $40,000 a year and $250,000 a year. And it's managing people and managing things. Tell me if that makes sense so far. Are you with it? Tell me yes, you got it. Say, I see, okay. All right, so the first group is making $40,000 to $80,000 per year on average. The second group is $40,000 to $250,000 per year. Who wants to see the third group? What's a third level up? Who wants to see it? Show me level three. Let me see. Let me see a number three in there. If I see it, I'll put it in.
Oh, yes. A bunch. 3, 3, 3, 3.
All right. Next one. This is worth $1 million per year to $100 million per year. Now, some of you are going to go, oh my gosh, I can't even fathom it. Well, it's not that you get $100 million and put it under your pillow. See, that's not $100 million a year. When you make that kind of income, it's usually in the value of the stock that you own in the company that you either started or set up or that you're part of. Right. Once in a while, you get somebody like J.K. Rowling, and she's an example of this communication. What'd she do? She wrote the books. She wrote a series of how many books are in that series, Vic, that J.K. Rowling book?
I wish I could remember. At least three or four.
Yeah, at least three or four. That's right. And some of you know she's the author of all those fancy books, you know, the magical books. They're really so good. And they made movies out of them. I believe that she is the first billionaire ever.
Yep.
The first person who became a billionaire from writing books. Mm-hmm. And the reason she became a billionaire is because they made movies, and the franchises are making her such incredible amounts of money. So communication, what is that? Tony Robbins, what does he do? Yakety, 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 yak. In fact, I think he might be at Russell's Funnel Hacking Live. I'm not sure. Russell is there. What does Russell do? Well, Russell Brunson makes software, ClickFunnels. But he has an event going on right now called Funnel Hacking Live. And there are probably 30 different speakers there, most of whom will make between $100,000 and $1 million while they're on stage at this event. And some of you might even be at that event if you're into funnel hacking and online marketing. Why? Because every speaker has a book or a program for sale. Many speakers sell high ticket programs. My friends sell a program for $100,000, $250,000, and $1 million. And they will sell those while they're there. And if they sell five of those programs, they walk home with $5 million. And the people that are in the audience are people who have decided to invest with those people. Why? So they can multiply their own income. Everyone is looking to multiply their own income to have more impact, have more customers, more clients. Now, you may have thousands of customers where you make $10 per customer. That works. And they will have maybe 50 customers who pay them $1 million each, or $500,000 each, or $100,000 each. So if you're not used to it, just remember that you're not experienced at this level of income yet. But when you do, slowly, you know, it's like a second grader can't imagine being a 10th grader. But by the time they get to be 10th grade, it's kind of like, I can't wait to be 12th grade and get out of the school. But it takes your second grade now, you might be third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade. Give yourself time to open up your vistas of your mind as you experience the higher levels of income that I'm going to show you here. So communication. Actors, what does Tom Cruise make? Oh my gosh, 100 million, right? His new movie, I forget the name, Maverick, the new one. So deal makers, they use words. Writers, actors, do you see this? Tell me yes, you have this. Do you understand this or not? Harry Potter, yeah, right. Okay. And what is the most, where do you make the most money? Where do people pay the most? Right here. These are what they call the visionaries and the imagineers, you know. Walt Disney called his people the imagineers. Imagineering was the verb that he created. And who imagines stuff? Now, someone imagines a life the way they have it. And they say, well, you know, if this were moved over here a little bit, it would be a lot easier. Or somebody thinks, well, like Jobs, if I could have a phone and the phone had internet and the phone and you could take pictures, then I wouldn't need a camera and a phone and a computer. I wouldn't need three things to lug around. I could just have one thing, one gizmo, and it would all be inside this one gizmo. That didn't exist before Steve Jobs. The phones were all separate from the internet. They didn't have phones that took pictures. This phone, I rarely use it to call. It's basically a mini computer in my hand. So when he came out with that and said, I have a gizmo and it's going to be like a phone and it's going to sell, at the time, I think it was $600 when it first came out 10 years ago. The guy who was in charge of Ballmer is his name, of Microsoft, laughed and said, no, nobody in the world is going to pay $500 or $600 for an iPhone. Right now, these babies are like $1,500, $1,200 or something. You know, whatever the top of the line is, that's what I get. I don't even think about the price. I'd rather live on bread and water than not have my best iPhone because I use it constantly, right? And so he said, well, we could make it, you know, we're going to have a phone. It's going to be $500. And Ballmer said the night before the launch, they'll never sell any of them. Well, what does Jobs come out with? Did he have just a phone? No, a phone and the internet and pictures and email. That's what he had. And he had put them all together and nobody had conceived of that before. And so when they saw the phone, they had like $10 million worth of orders in the first week. This is called imagination. This is the same as thinking about how can we make so much money in our network marketing business and people see us. Well, one thing we imagined is how to be seen as an advisor instead of a seller. when people see you as an advisor, they expect to pay you, don't they? They expect you to know what the options are. They expect you to say, here's, you could try this, you could try that. They expect you to have something, a little brochure, a little something online that shows what you know, so that, because you do, right? How do people know that Apple loves its customers? I can tell you, it was not by Steve Jobs personally. He was, for the most part, kind of a dick, they say. Not only that, he sued some of his best customers. How did people know that Jobs loved his customers? Does anybody know the answer to this? Those that are Apple lovers, those of you guys who don't like it, you know? Who knows why people know and why they pay so much money for these phones? Anybody? You want to hear? Should I tell you? The products are so incredibly much better than anything else that's out there, particularly in the first 5 years before Google basically ripped off the iPhone, that people knew. Jobs said, I want to make computers so beautiful, they make you cry. And when people saw phones like this in those days when they were new, they cried. They stood in lines for blocks and blocks and hundreds of blocks. They pre-ordered months in advance. Today, pre-orders, Apple is the supreme company. When something new comes out, masses are waiting. Why? They know he's going to surprise them. Well, not him today, but the other people today, with something they never expected. It's so incredibly wonderful because he wants to make the best stuff that makes you cry. That's Steve Jobs. He's an advisor to the universe. He made a dent in the universe with what he did. So this is how we know. It's the quality of you and what you put out there. That's what makes you an advisor. And your love of it is what allows you to spend the time to become, to imagine what could you do for your people so that 100 of them in 1 week come and talk to you and want to talk about signing up. This is that part where you do this. And this is what we want to help you do. See? Have you got it? Everybody see how this works? Because we're just about done here. Yeah, that's what you do. Yeah, you have to innovate. But first you have to love what you're doing. Because if you don't, you won't spend the time. Passionate people do crazy things because they're passionate. They can't help it. They just got to try it. Got to do it, right? It doesn't always work either. Look at Elon Musk. He blows up rockets all the time. Jeff Bezos blew up one of his. You think they don't have bumps? Do you think they go home and go, oh, I don't think I can do this. Oh, no, I don't think I can do this. They're driven to do it or die trying. This is why they become advisors. And what we call them is icons. But you can start with advisor. Move from seller to advisor. Who wants to become an advisor? Let me see here. Who feels like they want to become an advisor? Me, advisor. Type it in the chat. Let me see who wants to be one. And I'll tell you what. Do we have any advisor prospects here?
We've got several. Yep.
That's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, in the meantime, you know, when you think about how you spend your time compared to these four that I showed you, these four steps, implementing stuff, that means picking up socks, taking out the garbage, doing all that. There is nobody who pays you to do that. That's why God made kids. Somebody said the kids are supposed to do that so that we can at least get to the communication part, learning how to communicate. What's that? Messaging, DMing, emailing, posting, creating sales pages, creating PDFs, creating, that is communication. Yakety, yakety, yak. You can do it visually. You can do it behind a screen and hide so nobody sees you. So you can be on a podcast. It's communication is putting the word out so they know, oh, you know, she knows, oh, you know, Scott knows, Sheldon knows, they know because of what you put there that they can then come and say, oh, she probably knows. So let me connect. Do you see that? Versus being a clerk in a store who's 18 years old and can't wait to go on her date with her boyfriend tonight. Yeah, you can have it. It's very good. Right. So think about this. And the doomed fly spends his time like some of us do. And you may as well know what it is. If you've ever been at a window and have seen a fly buzzing in front of the window, trying to get out of the window. I have a window right here, no fly. Who has seen a fly at a window that's trying to get out of the window by buzzing and buzzing and buzzing? Who sees it? Grace Advisor, absolutely. Who has seen such a fly? Anybody? Anybody never seen a fly like that? This is a car window, but I'm talking about a window in your house, your cabin. The fly's sitting there going, trying his heart out, right? Is he ever going to make it through that window? Yes or no? Yes or no? Is it going to make it through that window? What chance does the fly have? So busy, buzzing and buzzing and buzzing. And there's a door, right? Literally right beside me here, outside, to the water. There it is. And does the fly take the 10 seconds to fly out and have freedom? No, it's too busy buzzing right there. And the question that I have for you is, are you too busy doing these things? Trying so hard, you know, to make your little content or talk to 15 people on, I don't know, Facebook or Instagram that you don't know, pitching your latest CBD oil, or instead of spending time, stop. I can tell you right now that all of you, unless you're making $100,000 a month with your business, should stop what you are doing and reassess how you are spending your time. Because if it is that you're trying harder, like the fly, you're going to die. That means you're going to quit. So you'll be stuck with every other working stiff in this country, hoping that you're going to get some kind of a job and some kind of a whatever. If that's good for you, fine. But if you want to fly through the window, you have to stop what you are doing and see what it takes, what you're doing that is wasting time, that you cannot get through that window in your lifetime. What can you do here to imagine to become an advisor for your thing, whatever it is, so that you start building that up first? What do you think Disney did? You see that image? People who see that go, oh my God, I got to go there. Look, they've created this beautiful thing already. That is his advisory post, that image. People go, anybody who built that must know magic. And you haven't paid a dime yet. But when you go, it's like $100 to breathe their airspace or something. It's really high price. But what have they done? They have an image. You could create these images online in the form of documents and words and postings that you have. So people go, oh, Disney must know magic. Look at that. It's going to be Amy must know about health, because look at that. Look what they did. Look what she did. Look what, you know, look at this. And this is how you create an image of you as an advisor by becoming that person. There are hundreds of ways to do it. I'm just showing you this one here that they have. Okay. So do you want to be the doomed fly, or do you want to just stop? Just stop and assess how you're spending your time. You know, because if you are picking up the socks, I'm here to tell you that that's going to affect you and your kid. That's it. If you learn how to become an advisor, it can affect hundreds of people. That's why you make so much more money. You see, you're benefiting so many more people. So if you have a message people need to hear, how many people say me to that? Let me see me to every one of these, and then we're done. Do you have a message that people need to hear, yes or no? Who says me? Let me see. Okay, either you do or you don't. If you don't, it doesn't mean you should commit, you know, be suicidal. Find something that you care about, that you can get behind, so you can go all in on you and it and get the word out. Okay. Do you have a message that improves lives? Yes or no? What are we seeing, Vic? Yes or no?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. Yes.
All right. Do you have a message that reduces suffering in our world for certain people? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
All right. I mean, you think about this, the Buddha's whole life, he said, was about one thing: help people reduce suffering. His whole life. If you can have a way to do this, you need to get the word out. You need to know how to stand out as an advisor instead of one of these sellers, or worse, nothing. A fly, the doomed fly. Do you have a deep belief? And ask yourself, this is not for me. We're here. We're demonstrating, you know? Do you have a deep belief that it is your mission to get your message out there? Yes or no? Let me see these answers. Is anybody here? Do we have any people?
Many, Kim.
That's what you got to do. You know, the key is you can live your life the way you want if you help other people get what they want. Remember who said that? Zig Ziglar, remember him? And go all in on yourself and become an advisor. Who's ready to become an advisor? Who wants to see how to do that? I'll show you how. We have a way to help you do this, of course. And for some of you, it's going to be what you've been waiting for. And some of you are already in our program. And some of you are going to just go, well, you know, I'm going to keep being the fly on the wall for now. And you decide where you are based on what you want to achieve in your lifetime. All I can tell you is that time goes a lot faster than you think. And, you know, one doesn't really, isn't conscious of the passing of time until one day you wake up and you go, oh, I'm 50, you know, or I'm 60, or I'm, you know, 70, whatever your number is. And if you want to do something to make a difference before you check out, stop what you're doing, all of it, and decide, all right, if I want to make something of myself and help certain people, because no matter what you want to make of yourself, you will be helping certain people. You know, you'll say, well, what did Elon ever do to help other people? Well, he's created an electric car that is sexy and fast, and he's made millions of people happy. Who are they? His customers. So it doesn't matter what you choose. If you want to go to, I don't know, Africa and bring children water, you want to make enough so you can do that. Who are you helping? Children over there in another part of the world. You know, you cannot but help people when you decide, I'm going to do this and be the best at it, because it'll help someone. And that's what humans are here to do, contribute somehow. So choose and then go all in. Because if you can believe that all things are possible to one who believes, all things are possible to one who believes and does. Let me see a yes in the group. Yes or no? You think it's possible or not? Or you think God singled you out and said, nope, you're the ding dong and nothing's ever going to good come of you. What do we got, Vic?
Oh, at least three now. I believe that. That's a good one. Yes. Yes.
Totally. Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, just if you believe that, do you think your life would be better? And would you do different things than you're doing right now? I mean, really, who needs to pick up the socks? To hell with the socks. Get a housekeeper. People go, I shouldn't do that because, you know, you know, if you can hire a housekeeper, which I've had my whole entire life, not because we have a lot of money, it's priorities. I can't do this. If I have to think, well, you know, crap, I should look in the kitchen and see if there's a mess in there. Not that I could care less about it, but, you know, I couldn't do this. You cannot imagine and sit in your imagining chair outside or inside and think, what could I do? So people would see that I'm an advisor right away and would come to me and ask for my product because I'm already an advisor. Wouldn't that bring you customers and reps faster? You tell me yes or no. And to do that, you change how you spend your time. 30 minutes, 60 minutes a day. That's what we're going to teach you how to do. Okay. So here's how to become advisor you. Who wants to see how to become advisor me? It's about 4 minutes because it's in four steps. Hey, Evan, good to see you. Are you ready? Let me see.
Yes.
Okay.
Do
all
it.
Right, good. Here we go. All right. So first of all, you need to apply. So go to maxout.com, Vic, if you put that in there. maxout.com/pickme. Go there and apply. What you'll see a little form. Just fill it in. So it's basically, you know, your contact information, what your business is, what you're looking to achieve, where you are right now, and then we can see if we can help you. Okay, the program, the six-figure advisor program that we have, teaches you four things. Here they are. First of all, before you do anything, before we let you in, you would have to say that you have decided that you are going to become an advisor in your area, whatever the area is. Who here has decided that they'll go all in on themselves to become an advisor in their area of choice? Like, one of the things that I am an advisor in is helping people in the marketing world, especially network marketers, because they get the worst training from the companies and the people in the uplines. But they're also affiliate marketers and coaches, how to only talk to people that already have an interest in buying. Do you get that? How do you only talk to people who already have an interest in buying? This is where we specialize. this is the thing I do probably better than I know that just about anybody I know in the industry, because it's pretty easy. Nobody does it. They go tell you, hit on everybody. They're all going to be your prospect. No, they're not. Everybody wants more money. Well, maybe they do, but not this way. Everybody wants health and wealth. Maybe they do, but not the way you got it. They want some other way. And most people who are overweight are still overweight. Why? They don't care enough to change it. Hello. You know, if you say, well, I don't want to do weight loss because it's saturated. Really? What's saturated? There are like 10 zillion weight loss books, 10 zillion weight loss products, 10 zillion weight loss gyms and programs. But there, most of the world is still overweight. So if the problem has not gone away, nothing is saturated. Does that make sense? If you came out with a way for people to lose weight that where people actually, where you reduced the numbers of people that are fat, you would be a hero to the world. Because if the programs were that good, how come everybody's still overweight? Hello, are you with me? You have a chance to become an advisor in anything. Anything there, I can't think of anything that you couldn't make better than it is right now. You name one, you know, put me to the test and I'll see. Number two, so you have to commit. Dabbling and, oh, I don't know, you know, don't even bother. You're going to be just a dabbler. The dabblers never make any money and all they do is whine and complain. So that's not going to help anybody. So decide. Then the first thing you got to learn is how to attract. The formula to attract people to you who already want what you have. That's the first thing we're going to teach you how to do. And there's formula to it. We're going to teach you how to do it. Then we're going to show you how to sow, how to S-O-W, how to put the word out into the right fields and areas so that some of them will come back to you, like the sower in the Bible. The seeds are sown. Some of it hits rocky ground. I mean, it happened to Jesus. So you know what? Look what they did to him. My goodness. Nobody's going to crucify you for doing this. So you sow, you're going to get rocky ground. You're going to get, birds are going to get some of them, the neighbors, right? The brother-in-law said, this sucks. You was like, don't pay attention. There will be seeds that you throw that land on good, fertile soil. They'll come to you as reps who blow it out of the park for you. Okay, we're going to teach you how to do that. Third thing is we're going to help you create what we call virtual magnets. So it'll be both virtual and manual, which is that piece that demonstrates you are an advisor. I'll put that in there right now. The virtual advisor magnet, because it shows that you are an advisor. That piece, and they see that. And that piece, you can put it on your Facebook. You can have little excerpts from it. But they all know when they see this thing, she probably knows more than just the product she's selling. And you're an advisor. Suddenly, when somebody sees you as an advisor, you will make 100 times more sales without resistance. Why? Because you're an advisor. That's what advisors do. They expect to get paid and people expect to pay them, right? So you're going to be one of those. And then there's an automated sequence we have. We have learned how to pre-qualify people for so many years. We've actually created software over about 5 years, and you get the output of that software and you actually get a series of automated, customized, weighted questions that you give somebody who wants to work with you before they work with you. So by the time they come out the other end, and Vicky will attest to this, because we've been doing this together for 13, 12 years of this particular process, they book a call. They enroll, they book a call. And what'll happen is you get a calendar full of people who say, I want to talk to you. I've already passed all the qualifications and I want to talk and see, you know, how I could use the product or how I can sign up for you with the business, right? And we'll give you the conversation template that you're going to get with this. And all of this is automated. Once we get your the thing that you do for people, that's different, not better, but different than other people. And each of you is different because you've got a different experience. There's no one the same. You know, we used to run study halls, and one of the companies was New Skin, which had Pharmanex and a couple of other big companies that were part of that operation. And we had about maybe, I don't know, 2,200 people on the call one night. And there were several people. I had them do, okay, so who do you help? Well, I help people with this issue or with that issue. And for the first 4 or 5 people, other people in the study hall from the same company said, I want that product. I want to have that product. And the person speaking would say, well, we already sell it. It's this product. And people would go, oh, I didn't know it did that. So the same product, like say you sell, I don't know, some kind of CBD oil, let's say, or say that. If I take it, it would have a different effect than if Vicky takes it. And that would have, should probably have a different effect if you take it, or if your mom takes it, or somebody else takes it, because it interacts with the body that it's interacting with. And it'll be a little bit different results. And so each story that you tell will be different, even if the product and the company is the same. I have done this so many times with audiences, with thousands of people. And I'll say, pick anybody. Okay. And I make, get the story out of them, because of course they have to learn how to do that. And people in the audience from the same company would say, I didn't know we had a product that did that. You see, I want it. Well, you have it. It's this one. Oh, okay. Like that. So we learn, you learn how to do this. And then what happens is Vic or whoever you have enrolls them. Now, something I'll tell you, that for those of you that come into the main program, we're going to teach you how to split out what we call the marketing, which is attracting people who are likely to want to buy and getting rid of everybody else, and the people who actually do the enrolling, as I call them, the shopping guide. Because that's what Vicky does. She takes people and they go shopping for their stuff. That's what we do. So there's no yammering about, oh, do I have to join? Do I have to do this? Do I, you make it a beautiful experience. They get what they want. And everyone who thinks about enrolling goes on the shopping experience with whoever is the shopper's guide, because we love to shop. And that way the person can decide themselves to buy, right? That's what they do. That's what, you know, I like I was saying at the beginning, I have a hairdresser. I gave her some of this stuff and she said, oh, I gotta have the dots. I wanna go shopping for the dots. I said, well, I'm gonna give you my shopper guide, the number one shopper guide I've got. She's gonna let you buy. And then you go shopping and get what you want. Okay, and I think she booked this afternoon. But you'll see, Vic, when she comes in. But it's like that. It's a completely different flavor, isn't it? What do you guys think? Do you like that idea? All right, what's going to happen is you're going to start getting people in to your business, because people are going to start buying once you learn this. And you're going to get teams. You're going to think, oh, how am I going to manage the teams? You're going to get friends that are asking for money. That's what happens when you start making some. Believe me, they all want to know, oh, I want to have a crypto deal. Give me some money for crypto. You'll be thinking about where to vacation, right? These are the things. So this is what we're doing. So for those of you who are interested in applying to work with us, this is really what you want to think about. You know, there is Seller Sam, which is a lot of the industry, and there's Advisor Sam. And you have to ask yourself, which one, who do you want to be more like? You know, what would Advisor Sam do? In those, Sam being Samuel or Samantha, right? Remember, it can be a boy or a girl. So the next step, go here to the sixfigureadvisor.me, pick me, Vicky, if you put that in there, and come and apply. And if we can help you, we'll make you an offer and say, hey, I think we can help you with this or that. And if not, nothing ventured, nothing gained. Okay. This is what the form looks like. It's pretty straightforward. The key really is, are you going to decide to go all in on yourself so that we can help you make a difference in this world and not be a chicken? No, you can't afford to be a chicken if you want to get anywhere. You have got to be, you know, put all the wussies and all the chicken and what if they don't, you know, no, you got to quit doing that. I saw a video today, my friend, some of you guys know David Fry. We've been known each other for many years, and he had a post today on his Facebook, and it was a guy who was quite homely, H-O-M-E-L-Y, pretty ugly, actually. He looked like he'd had a lot of surgeries on his face. It was really kind of hard to look at. And first, when I first saw him, and in the post, David said, I've been seeing this guy's feed in my Facebook for the last year. And the guy apparently does rap. He's a white guy who does rap. And he said, David Fry said, this guy has been doing rap on YouTube since he was 13 years old. And because he looks kind of strange, there have been incredible numbers of people that tell him how ugly he is, how he can't do rap, really cruel comments on this guy's video since he was 13 years old. That is 4 years ago. You guys are crying when three people said no. Really, really. You're talking to the wrong people on top of it. So I don't know if it's what the name of it is. I hadn't looked, but today the boy is 17 and he has 2 million followers. Right? So you can't listen to what other people say ever. Who cares what they say? People used to say, Kim, you went to Harvard. How come you're in MLM? This was early on. I said, I don't know. What's wrong with MLM? What, is there something wrong with that? Well, yeah, you know, it's for lower class people and they don't know how to do it. And the industry has a terrible stigma. And I said, well, I don't know about the industry, but this was from the water company, first time. I said, I really like what I'm selling. And I think I can sell to a lot of people. I think a lot of people need clean water. And this is, you know, cheaper than the usual stuff that they buck a gallon. And so I happen to like what I'm selling. I don't care what the industry is. I like, who cares? Do you like the product or not? And they said, oh, well, I want to sign up with you. I don't care about the stigma of this industry. I could give a crap about it. Honestly, who cares? I have something to offer that is world-changing in my point of view. And if somebody doesn't like it, they can stay the way they are. It's fine. Stay the way you are. Keep your medicines. Keep your drugs. Do whatever you're going to do. We're looking for our following, our sheep. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. That's all you're ever going to get. Go for those. Not everybody drives a Tesla, but the people who do are ecstatic. Not everybody loves an iPhone, but I am nuts about it. And I don't care what anybody says about Androids or any other phone. I love my phone. And I'll never buy anything else as long as I'm above ground. Develop that attitude about what you have. The heck with other people. What do you care? Why are you even listening? They're not your market. Okay? All right. So that's what we have for you today. If you want to come, Vic will put her phone number in there, not really to call her, but so you can text her and make a date if you'd like to apply to work with us to become an advisor. And get past this thing and, you know, decide which one of these people do you want to be? You know, the seller Sam or the advisor Sam? Which one do you want to be? Mr. Sance? You want to be seller Sance or advisor Sance? Let me see who wants to be an advisor me. Type in the chat, advisor me. Let me see. So connect with Vic right now. And, you know, because in the next hour, those are the people, the quick movers are the ones that we like to work with the most. If you need to sit and think and ponder and do all that stuff, you'll forget all about it. If you are committed to yourself, to making a difference and becoming an advisor so people see you as one and they come to you with what you've got, apply right now so we can talk to you. Are you good? Any questions for us? And Vic, you might want to share a little bit of your experience. You know, you've been in the business even another 30 years, but you used to talk to everybody and try to get everybody to sign up. And what has happened for you since we've been doing this completely different process where you're basically being somebody's shopping guide?
Yeah. Hey, well, when you met me, I was selling Vic and I didn't like it. I actually ran a health store for a long time. So talking about being a clerk, even though I owned it, I was selling Vic and I didn't really like it. I wasn't very comfortable with it. Plus, I also did a thing. I was a youth minister in a church as well. And I thought, oh, how am I going to sell to the people in my church? That doesn't feel right. Disconnect. So I was really looking to kind of bail out of the industry because I didn't like how I felt, really. Lucky enough, I met Kim and I thought, oh my God, nobody talks like that. And I decided I wanted to, she wouldn't know this, but I wanted her to be my teacher. And I was going to go at it. So I made a decision listening to her in a room in the back where I was going to run out if it was MLM, network marketing. I was going to run out, but I didn't. I stayed. And afterwards, I went up and tried to sell myself to her to be a key person for something because what she was talking about was something I was into, big time into. And so it was, you know, the checklist was just checked off. So I went at it and talked to her. I didn't even enroll, but I tested out what she said. And I went home. I had not enrolled in this thing. And using the language that she gave me with no seller talk in it, it was advisor language. I went out and tested it. Not enrolled. 72 orders in 3 days out of 101 people that I knocked on the door in my little area that I lived in without any seller talk. I was shocked. Shocked. Best time I ever had was the next year learning how to be an advisor. I didn't know I was becoming an advisor because she didn't tell me that. I just became this advisor Vic. And now it's a complete relief because I get up every day knowing I'm talking to the Tims. And the sifting and sorting is done for me with this that she's talking about, this big school approach where you transform and you become who you really want to be. You just don't know it. I became who I wanted to be. I just didn't know it. And so I am Advisor Vic now, and I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's my mission to help people become the best at what they want to be and discover who they want to be, because that's really the truth of it. Sometimes you find out they don't want to be who they came to me to be. They come and they start crying and I hate what I'm doing. I'm not even really into CBD. I'm not even really into this thing. And then when they get going, they decide to do something else. And that's also freeing. So being an advisor just really is kind of like being a healer, a helper healer. And that's what we become eventually, right? So
rich ones, thank you. Very rich ones.
But you don't want to be poor ones. So I decided never to be poor again. And I'm not.
So yeah, remember, doing good makes a big difference. God's not poor.
Yeah.
They're like really rich. Money. That church has got more money than any entity on earth.
You need
so it's not about
good. Yeah.
Go ahead, Vic. Go ahead.
You need money to do profound good, to make impact on a bigger level. And that's what I want to do. I want to live to be 200. I may not make it, but I think I'll outlive my own family. That's my goal. All of them. And do good as an advisor.
Okay. Great. Great. Okay. Any questions?
Last thing, you are an independent rep. If you're in one of those things, some of you think you're a dependent rep. You're an independent rep. So you get to call the shots. You know what? Nobody can tell me what to do. If I'm ethical, I'm doing good, and I'm bringing volume somewhere, I'm independent. And when I met Kim, she was completely independent. She didn't even care what anybody told her to do. She was just out doing what she wanted to do and doing well with it. So become independent. It's a really good thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So exactly true, you know? Okay. When you get the form there, the maxout.com/pickme, it doesn't cost you anything to apply. So if you have not applied before, so you have a chance to talk to Vic, apply. What would Advisor Sam do? Ask yourself that question. That's all that matters. This is your chance. Yeah, you got 10, 15, 20 more years to go. I'll tell you what, if you're making $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month, would it worth it? Is be worth it to step into Advisor Sam just long enough to see if you can do it? What if, right? What if? All right, are we good? I don't see any more questions. I guess we're ready to rock and roll. Okay, Vic.
Thanks so much. Even stand right by your phone.
Yep. And thank you guys for coming. Wonderful to have you. And we'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone. And bye, Kim. Love it always. Bye.
Bye.